Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Waking up to some cloud cover and cool temperatures this morning. I'll show you when the sun is back with some warmer weather coming up. The search is on for the person responsible for a shooting in downtown Raleigh that injured two. Where the investigation stands this morning.
The Buffalo Bills have traded the 32nd pick to the Carolina Panthers. South
Carolina. How about that for a surprise for the Carolina Panthers fans? Right around midnight, the team traded up to get a first-round pick in the NFL draft. We'll introduce you to the team's newest player.
4:30 is the time right now as we bring you inside our WRL studio here. We knew who the number one player was last year because they traded up to get that number one pick in Bryce Young, but a little bit of a surprise last night. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu, all new for you this morning. And as we get out to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner to get a check on our weather, we're staying dry and a little cooler today.
You know, the wind is blowing out there this morning, and it feels chilly. I was really glad I had my jacket on this morning. We have our wind coming out of the northeast, so it's coming off the Atlantic up in the north. So we're looking at some cool, moist air that's pushed in this morning. I'm not looking at rain here, but you can see the cloudy skies here in downtown Raleigh at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. Our wind is northeast at 10 miles per hour. It's going to be a little breezy this morning, and that makes it feel cooler, of course. Actual temperature 50, which is about where we were yesterday. But with the wind, it does feel chillier. Look at all these clouds that we're waking up to this morning here on Futurecast. Today's not going to be a rainy day, but we're definitely going to be socked in with the clouds this morning and most likely again tomorrow. There's a possibility by later this afternoon that we'll see a few breaks in the clouds and some pleasant temperatures, but we'll cloud right back up tomorrow. And I know you're looking at the green that's showing up there on Futurecast. We're really not going to see much in terms of any rain today. We have the top of the tower lit in purple for cloudy today, and our temperatures are, again, about where they were this time yesterday. 45 Roxborough, 47 South Hill, 49 Goldsboro, 53 in Southern Pines. Hour by hour, we'll hold it at 60 at lunchtime. That's going to be our big difference. The afternoon will feel cooler because of all the clouds that we're seeing. We're still on track for a huge warm-up by the end of the weekend. I'll show you what that will feel like coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We're following breaking news right now. A serious crash has shut down part of I-440. It's happening right near Lake Boone Trail. And Nick Perlin joins us live from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. Nick, traffic's being taken off the Beltline in that spot.
That's correct, Jeff. They have the highway closed right here behind me. That's where you see those Raleigh police units and the flashing lights behind me. They're forcing cars to go off on Lake Boone Trail right over here, and that's the main detour they're having drivers take right now. I'm going to step out of the way just so you can get a better look at what they're doing over there. You can see three Raleigh police units, it looks like, and you can see a truck right there off to the side being forced off the highway. We did just get some new information from Raleigh police minutes ago. We know that this crash involves one car and one dump truck. When I was driving by it about an hour ago, I did see that one car smashed up against that dump truck. It looked like that car maybe rear-ended that dump truck. We know one person was taken to the hospital. We're still working right now to find out the extent of those injuries and, of course, to see how that person's doing. We're going to stay on top of that, and when we have new information, we'll update you. Live in Raleigh, Nick Perlin, WRL News.
And a lot of construction is going there on the Beltline, so there's just not a whole lot of room to maneuver there. Raleigh police are working to make an arrest after two people were hurt in a shooting downtown. Police responded to Haywood Street near Hay Lane at about 7:15 last night. They learned that two people who had been shot there were taken to the hospital in a private car. A man who was shot was seriously injured. A woman who was shot is expected to recover. We're working to find out if police have any information on a suspect.
Just before midnight, Carolina Panthers gave us a big surprise to end the first round of the NFL draft. They traded up and added their newest player with the 32nd final pick of the night.
With the 32nd pick in the 2024 NFL draft, The Carolina Panthers select Xavier Leggett, wide receiver, South Carolina.
That's right. We can help the commish. Leggett, the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, there with hard time pronouncing that name, Xavier Leggett. This was the moment Leggett and his family learned that they would be the newest Carolina Panthers. He gives Bryce Young, quarterback, another weapon. And the Panthers traded the 33rd overall pick. Just jumped up one to get him from Buffalo. UNC quarterback Drake May is on his way to New England. Patriots picked him third overall in the draft. One of five quarterbacks taken in the top 10. First time that's ever happened. Duke's Graham Barton also had his name called in the first round. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers took the offensive lineman with the 26th pick in the draft.
As more arrests are made during protests at college campuses across the country, some students will not be able to walk the stage. School officials at University of Southern California decided to cancel commencement because of safety concerns over student protests. Columbia University students in New York say they fear the same thing will happen at their school. At Columbia, the university says it's making progress in negotiations with protesters to take down their encampment. The protests at Columbia have led to dozens of arrests there and at campuses across the country as police clash with protesters. A Lee County man accused of trying to buy a 9-year-old girl is in jail this morning. 50-year-old Joseph View is charged with human trafficking and prostitution of a minor. View appeared before a judge and was issued no bond. The investigation is ongoing.
Avery Slatcher's recovery after being stabbed at a Moore County school a year ago this week has been a long one. And after she was stabbed April 28th of 2023, she needed nearly 30 units of blood as doctors worked to save her life. Today, people in Moore County will give back with a blood drive in her honor. That drive is happening at Red's Corner on South Broad Street in Southern Pines. It's from 2 to 8 p.m. Everyone who gives blood will get a $20 gift card.
Today, former National Enquirer CEO David Pecker will be on the stand for a fourth day in Donald Trump's criminal trial. Pecker testified yesterday about the deal with Stormy Daniels and how his company worked with politicians to buy and bury stories for the tabloid. Trump's attorneys started their cross-examination late Thursday, and it will continue today. In another New York courtroom, a federal judge upheld E. Jean Carroll's $83 million defamation verdict against Trump. The judge denied Trump's motion of a new trial, calling his legal arguments without merit. Trump is separately appealing the verdict.
The Durham School Board is moving forward with a new pay schedule for classified staff in the next school year. Employees who have been rallying for months say they are cautiously optimistic about this. The school board voted last night to approve a budget that includes at least 11% raises from last school year's pay. Those raises could be more if it brings pay up to the market rate. The president of the Durham Association of Educators says this is a move in the right direction.
It really reflects that people understand that public education is in a real crisis right now, and we need to make big, bold actions in order to fix this, like, staffing exodus that we're facing.
Yeah, the county and state still need to adopt budgets before that plan is finalized. That won't happen until around October.
Next week, a judge will decide if outside experts can finally get into Poe Hall. This comes as NC State is accused of tampering with evidence inside the building. It's been closed since November after cancer-causing chemicals called PCBs were found inside. A petition filed by a former student, Dr. Darren Mascher, claims there is reason to believe evidence inside Poe Hall may have been destroyed or altered by NC State. Only Five on Your Side was in court as Mascher's attorneys asked a judge to give them access to the building to investigate. If outside experts are allowed inside, they will collect their own evidence and samples.
A new exhibit opens tomorrow at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. We have this live look for you. You see it a lot. And Dueling Dinosaurs is what it's called. And you and your family can go watch scientists work in real time. Bring history back to life. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from the museum in Raleigh. And Kelsey, this exhibit is just one of a kind.
Jeff, it really is. You and your family will have a chance to experience a live history lesson. So this is a look at the exhibit right now. Behind this window here, you're looking at the world's first open access paleontology lab. And this is a glimpse inside the new Dueling Dinosaurs exhibit. It features the remains of two dinosaurs who were buried together millions of years ago. And amazingly, all their bones are still intact today. Over the next 4 to 5 years, scientists will carefully unveil the fossils, searching for clues about how those dinosaurs lived and how they died. This exhibit is interactive, too. Visitors can uncover virtual fossils to get an inside look at a reptile skull.
We want to capture kids' imaginations at the age when they lose interest in science.
And admission is free, but you will have to reserve a ticket. 10,000 tickets have already been reserved, and admission is first come, first serve for tomorrow only. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
So fascinating. Kelsey, thank you. It is 4:40, an alarming story putting the spotlight on the dangers artificial intelligence can pose. The school employee now facing charges for using AI to falsely paint his boss as racist and anti-Semitic.
An iconic pier in California is badly damaged after catching fire for the third time since it was built. What investigators think could have caused it.
And this is a live look at Sanford. It's going to be overcast today, and we're starting off chilly, but that will not last for long. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will join us after the break with your weekend forecast.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
443, we do have some low cloud cover out there this morning that we're dealing with across much of the viewing area. And those clouds are going to be with us for a good bit of the day today. And potentially during the mid to late afternoon, we could see a few holes in the clouds. This is a live look at Apex. We got runners out there. That's the second runner that I've seen in about the last 2 minutes. Temperatures are really perfect for running. Town by town, it's 46 in Lewisburg, 49 Tarboro, 50 in Irwin, 47 in South Hill. So, I mean, runners, especially if you're, you know, on a long run, you're really going to be, you know, working hard. Those temperatures feel great, but it is mostly cloudy and it is a bit breezy too. So, you know, if you're just walking into work or headed out to the bus stop, it's pretty chilly out there. Actually, we only hit 60 at lunchtime and then upper 60s this afternoon.
Cumberland County Sheriff's deputies are searching for the person responsible for a drive-by shooting that put a 6-year-old in the hospital. That shooting happened around 11:40 Wednesday night at this home on Pleasant View Drive, just east of Fayetteville. The home is covered in bullet holes. The child was rushed to the hospital and is expected to recover. One bullet also hit a neighboring house.
I heard 7 fast shots, and my son come running to the room, and of course, I called 911.
No arrests have been made so far. The Cumberland County Sheriff's Office is asking anyone with information to come forward.
Jeff, I want to bring our viewers into the WRAL Live Center. Good morning. I'm Chris Lovingood. We're getting a look at some of the meetings that Secretary of State Antony Blinken has been having overseas in China with leadership there. And one of the things that really stood out to me this morning is that China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi told Secretary Blinken that our countries face a choice between, quote, stability and a downward spiral. Blinken visited the country trying to smooth over our country's tense relationship. Yi essentially framed this as a situation in which our countries either are cooperating against global issues and achieving success or engaging in rivalry and confrontation or even slide into conflict. Now, mind you, this is all happening after quite a few different bits of tension have happened between our country. Remember the spy balloon from last year, the whole situation with TikTok and the bill that was signed that could lead to its ban. So this is definitely something that is going to be watched very closely because obviously, whereas there's tensions between our two countries, we do business with them. So it's something that certainly we're going to want to see what comes out of these meetings that he is having with his counterparts.
Chris, thank you. TikTok's parent company said it won't sell the social media platform as a ban in the U.S. looms. This is the first official response from ByteDance on the issue since President Biden signed a bill that could lead to a nationwide ban of TikTok. Under the current law, TikTok is now forced to find a new owner within months or be banned from the U.S. entirely. TikTok's CEO says the company would fight in the courts to stay online in the U.S.
Kyle Rittenhouse was met with protests during a public speaking event on the campus of Clemson University.
Save lives, not bullets. Save lives, not bullets. Save lives, not bullets. Save lives, not bullets.
Rittenhouse is visiting Clemson as part of a national campus gun rights tour. Protesters eventually made their way into the auditorium where he was speaking. He was speaking there with students, and they began chanting while others sat waiting for the event to start. Police were called in to remove the protesters. No arrests were made.
A Maryland high school teacher is facing charges after he used artificial intelligence, AI, to create phony audio, planting racist and anti-Semitic words into the voice of his boss. For months, students, teachers, and parents believed it was a racist rant by Pikesville High School principal Eric Eisward. Yesterday, officials revealed that the voice was generated by AI. Police have arrested the school's athletic director, 31-year-old Dazon Darian, for creating it.
Mr. Darian, who was the athletic director at the high school, made the recording to retaliate against the principal who had launched an investigation into the potential mishandling of school funds.
Darian is charged with disrupting school operations, along with theft, retaliating against a witness, and stalking. Officials say the clip led to the principal's temporary removal from the school, as well as harassment online. Durham students are getting out of school 2 hours early today. The school system says it's for a wellness day. The Durham school system started offering wellness days last year as a way to take some stress off of students.
An investigation is underway to figure out what caused a fire at a California pier. Massive plume of smoke filled the sky above the iconic Oceanside Pier in San Diego yesterday afternoon. Several firefighting boats were seen shooting water cannons at that structure. Last year, the city of Oceanside spent $5.5 million to upgrade aging pipes and electrical systems on the pier. It was first built in 1888, but was destroyed twice since then.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he will visit China in May. He did not announce a date. The visit would be Putin's first foreign trip during his new term in office. The announcement comes as Chris Lovingood just reported U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in China right now, and we'll be monitoring that meeting. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center. Our Friday starting off cool. Yeah, I had a jacket, Elizabeth.
The jacket felt good. I really wanted to zip it up as I was walking in because of the wind. If it wasn't breezy, it would feel more comfortable. But we're looking at upper 40s to low 50s in breezy conditions. It is cloudy, so we have a bit more moisture in the atmosphere, too. And anytime it's a little more moist, it feels damp and cooler than it does if it's dry out. 50 is our official temperature. We have northeast winds at 10 miles per hour. That northeast wind is coming off the cool North Atlantic, and so it's bringing that moisture in and creating these clouds that we're seeing this morning. Our temperatures will stay pretty cool today, looking at around 60 degrees at lunchtime, and we'll keep it in the upper 60s this afternoon. Maybe a few breaks in the clouds this afternoon, but definitely more cloud cover than sunshine today. Our wind, again, out of the northeast, anywhere from 5 to 10 miles per hour. South Hill and Clinton winds are calm. Notice it isn't gusty, just a steady wind, but that steady wind is on the cool side, definitely. We may see some gusts 10 to 15 this afternoon, but it's not likely to be a really windy day today. 45 in Roxboro, 47 South Hill, 49 Goldsboro, 52 in Fayetteville. So again, upper 40s to low 50s is where we're sitting right now. And that wind is coming right off the North Atlantic. You see those wind streams coming right into North Carolina off the Atlantic. And so that's why we're seeing what we call a marine layer that develops. We see that cool, moist air coming off of the ocean, and it moves over land and develops this deck of clouds. And that's what we're seeing today. And again, sometimes it's hard to see that breakup, but we may see a few peaks of sunshine later this afternoon. 70 in Raleigh, 68 in Durham, and 74 in Fayetteville. So it stays cool today. If you're headed out to Brugaloo, it is likely to be dry. I mean, there's always a chance of a quick little sprinkle, but shouldn't be much rain. This evening, though, temperatures will be in the 60s, so it may be jacket or sweatshirt weather if you're headed to Brugaloo. The cool temperatures that we've seen for the last several days will only be with us for a few more days. Tomorrow will be cloudy and on the cool side, but by Sunday, we start to see all this warm air moving in. You can see the yellow and orange color contours. A big, big warm-up ahead. 75 is our normal high, so we're 70 today and 74 Saturday. Then we're into the 80s and near record territory on Tuesday with that high of 88. The record is 90. We're not too far from it Monday either. At 87, the record 91. So we may not break any records, but we are getting awfully close to it. It's a fairly dry 7-day forecast also. Only a small chance of rain on Tuesday, a 20% chance. And then the heat just continues to hang around. Look at that, 89 Wednesday and 88 on Thursday.
Heat is on. Elizabeth, thanks. Two young mountain lions find themselves in a dangerous situation after falling down into this dam. We'll tell you how crews were able to get them back to safety.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.